You're listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here is the latest news from the world of Indian and international business, brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin. Finance Industry Development Council, a representative of non-bank financial companies, has asked the Reserve Bank of India to re-evaluate the sharp increase in risk weights on banks' loans to the sector. It has also sought restoration of risk weights on NBFCs, where majority of the lender's loan book consists of MSME loans, vehicle loans, and other categories of loans that have been excluded from the purview of the RBI circular. FIDC, in a letter sent to RBI on Thursday, said, quote, "While we understand the purpose of the bank to regulate credit flow to the consumer sector, this measure inadvertently also has the potential to sharply reduce flow of credit to MSMEs, self-employed, and other sectors," unquote. Meanwhile, Communications and IT Minister Ashwini Vaishnav on Thursday asked all social media platforms to present their plan of action within the next 10 days to curb the growing menace of deepfakes and other misuse of AI-generated technologies. The minister, who earlier in the day held a meeting with all the platforms, which included the likes of Google, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Snapchat, Telegram, industry body NASSCOM, and several AI academicians, said that their inputs would be incorporated by the government in framing new regulations that may impose penalties on both creator and platform hosting deepfakes. The platforms have been asked to present their plans on four pillars: detection of deepfakes, misinformation, how to prevent spread of misinformation, how to strengthen reporting mechanisms, and increasing awareness. Over to banking. Public sector lenders State Bank of India and Bank of Baroda has received encouraging response from customers for the central bank digital currency, or digital rupee. Country's largest lender has recorded over 900,000 transactions from 400,000 lakh users since December 1st last year. The number of CBDC users for Bank of Baroda has reached 250,000. Balaji Rajgopalan, Chief Technology Officer, SBI, on the sidelines of banking conference FIBAC 2023 organized by FICCI, said that the pilot of CBDC has been successful. They have 900,000 plus transactions from December 1st last year and have onboarded over 40,000 merchants. Bank of Baroda is targeting to increase the number of CBDC users to 1 million by the end of current financial year. In some more banking news, RBI Deputy Governor Rajeshwar Rao recently said the regulatory framework must be redefined in such a manner that it supports innovation. Rao said this at an event organized by the Federation of Indian Chambers of Commerce and Industry and the Indian Banking Association. He said, quote, "The innovations and collaborations need to be well thought out. Risks properly analyzed and mitigation plans must be put in place before offering them to customers," unquote. In his speech, Rao shed light on some of the changes that the banking industry may undergo in the coming decade. The banks will transition to an ecosystem approach from a sectoral one, wherein they will provide a wide range of services in addition to core banking. Moving on, India's oil-producing companies, Oil and Natural Gas Corporation, Oil India Limited, and various joint ventures produced 15.9 million ton of crude oil in April-October in the current financial year, down 3% on year data from the Petroleum Planning and Analysis Cell showed. This was even as crude oil imports rose 0.6% to 134.4 million tons in the first 7 months of the fiscal year. In October alone, imports stood at 18.5 million tons, up 2.2% on year. The country's oil-producing companies had set a target of producing 7.6 million tons of crude oil for the first 7 months of 2023-24. Crude oil prices have remained subdued in the current financial year. Next up, industry. Ultratech Cement, India's largest cement producer, has evinced interest in acquiring Kesoram Industries cement assets and commenced negotiations to acquire promoter stake in the firm. Kesoram Industries, which has presence in cement, tires and tubes, heavy chemicals and spun pipes, sells cement under the brand Birla Shakti. According to the company's website, it has two cement manufacturing plants at Sidham, Karnataka and Basantnagar, Telangana. It has a total production capacity of 10.75 million metric ton. It also offers consulting, research, trading and engineering, among other services. Sources said that the discussions were on but declined to state whether this would culminate in a deal. Lastly, let's look at the stocks you need to watch out today. These include L&T Finance, Ultratech Cement, JSW Steel, Lupin and BHEL, among others. For those unaware, L&T Finance has signed a $125 million loan pact with the Asian Development Bank to support financing in rural and peri-urban areas in India, particularly for women borrowers. Ultratech Cement India's largest cement producer, has also evinced interest in acquiring Kesoram Industries cement assets and commenced negotiations to acquire promoter stake in the firm. You are listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.